Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's Friday, September 18th, 2009. We've got news for you. Let's start off with movies. Last week at the box office, Tyler Perry's I Can Do Bad All By Myself, number one, $23.4 million. Wow. Nine followed with $10.7 million. Inglourious Bastards, $6.1 million. All About Steve, $5.6 million. Really? And Final Destination, this is the 3D one, $5.5 million. This week at the box office, there are new movies. You can see Jennifer's Body, The Informant, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which is getting incredibly good reviews. I'm kind of stunned. And Love Happens. In limited release, you can see Paris, Disgrace, or Splice, or other things. All up to you, whatever you'd like to go see. Spider-Man 4 has been dated May 6, 2011. This should be the last outing with Tobey Maguire, but we've heard that before. The Jay Leno Show debuted this week with insanely good ratings on NBC. Behold, the future of primetime is the distant past of late night. A Dune remake is coming from Peter Berg. DC confirmed plans, or rather non-plans, for a Superman Returns sequel. A cameo in Green Lantern is being rumored. The A-Team movie has confirmed the casting of Jessica Biel and Shapiro Copley, who's in lots of things all of a sudden. I guess Biel will be Mr. T. Actor Henry Gibson died this week at 73. You remember him from Laugh-In, or as the head of the Illinois Nazis in the Blues Brothers, the original one. Blockbuster Video is closing close to 1,000 stores. I guess that means you can keep the video if you if the store closes. Harrison Ford has stated he's interested in making a fifth Indiana Jones movie, and apparently Spielberg has a story almost ready to go. The previous film made almost $800 million worldwide, so it's pretty much a sure thing they're going to try to get one out as soon as possible. Also, Ford is nearly 70 years old. Let's move on to toy news. Star Wars. A lot of new stuff got announced this week at Entertainment Earth, where we have the first pictures of a lot of new stuff, including a new AT-RT, brand new sculpt, Anakin Skywalker with Desert Sports Gift. Anakin has new accessories. The Desert Sports Gift is a reuse of a Power of the Force 2 item from 1996. And Commander Cody on a Barkspeeder, which is pretty cool if you don't have Commander Cody or a Barkspeeder yet. New battle packs were also announced, pretty much existing figures. There's two for the Clone Wars, two for the Saga. There's an Episode 1 battle pack with Qui-Gon, Darth Maul, and Anakin, plus the Sith Speeder. Another one has the Birth of Darth Vader, with Darth Vader, the operating table, and a couple of droids. The other are Clone Wars figures, and you can get mixes of Anakin, Obi-Wan, Yoda, Saj Ventress, Count Dooku, Cad Bane, blah, 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 blah. It's stuff you might already have, but the packaging is different. I don't know yet if the figures themselves will have any variations on them. The past says that they might. Hasbro indicated that they were going to make more straight repack battle packs going forward because they seem to do better with kids than they do with collectors. So take that as you will. DC Universe. New figures were announced this week, including Desaad, Spectre, Eclipso, Dr. Midnight, Metal Men Iron, I don't know if that's right, Mary Batson, and Copperhead. The Build-A-Figure is Darkseid, which is arguably more interesting than any of the individual figures, so happy hunting. Bioshock, a Big Daddy figure is coming from NECA. It's $20. Star Trek, Entertainment Earth announced two new exclusives, a Geological Tricorder, which is going to include the voice of Major Barrett Roddenberry as the Enterprise computer, and a phaser from the Star Trek The Motion Picture, which is slightly different than the Wrath of Khan phaser, in that it's decorated differently, and I think it might have different sound effects, but I cannot confirm that for you at this time. Masters of the Universe Collector's Series. Web store, now available at maddiecollector.com. At press time, it was still available for order, so if you want to get one, you can. We do not currently carry that line at Entertainment Earth because we are not offered it. Transformers, Bludgeon, the movie Bludgeon, has been leaked on KOToys.com. It's a movie-verse toy that combines a real-world tank with elements of the Bludgeon Pretenders shell. Also, BTSToys.com has shots of a fan-made Transformers Classics accessory pack with guns for Rodimus that look pretty good and a bunch of other guns I don't recognize. Target's exclusive Revenge of the Fallen Bruticus combiner set, previously announced as a Universe item, is now available, $29.99. Playmobil has a bunch of new items hitting some U.S. mass marketers, including a reissue of the 1990s Fishing Cabin, veterinarian blister packs, and new fairy tale castle packs, or at least newly repackaged fairy tale castle packs. Happy hunting. Lego Power Miners polybag sets are available at Target in the Halloween, not toy section. As far as I know, these are only available at Target. I haven't seen them on Lego.com, and we're not offering them yet. So they're $3 a whack if you're interested. Just check that trick-or-treating aisle. New at Entertainment Earth! DC Universe, Star Wars, get them now! or later. Your pre-orders are open now for all those new DC Universe action. I'm still feeling great. DC Universe action figures, BioShock figures, new Star Wars figures, new battle packs, new vehicles. We've got it all, and we've just received a new shipment from Hasbro, and guess what? There's another one coming. We are drowning in toys. Save us. Order something. You'll be doing me a favor. All these new items are available for pre-order or in stock right now at entertainmentearth.com. We have nearly 9,000 items available on our website for order and pre-order. And don't forget, the holiday season is just around the corner, so when it's time for you to do your holiday shopping and you forgot to send something to your nephew, you can order it from us. We'll ship it to your nephew. Everything will be okay. They don't have to know that you're a bad aunt or uncle. I'll keep your secret for you. What other company will promise that? I don't know, really. But I make that promise to you. We will lie on your behalf, or rather, we won't say anything because it's not really lying as such, but you can order stuff from us and we'll send it out. It's great. It's a good service, but you already knew about that because Entertainment Earth has great service. So order from us, won't you? Thank you. I'm a little stuffed up and I got two other podcasts to get together. So don't forget to download all three of our weekly podcasts on the Entertainment Earth podcast RSS feed. If you're not already subscribing to it, go to iTunes, search Entertainment Earth, or go to entertainmentearth.com and click on the podcast stuff. We will be back next week with lots more exciting news and stuff. A lot of great new toys have been announced and released lately, so I've got more to talk about than I really should in a podcast. I could probably do another Four Toy of the Week podcast this week just because there's so much stuff. But I can't because I have to go into the office. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H. Check out our blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com. And you can email me, adam.paulus@gmail.com. Anytime you'd like, with questions, suggestions, comments, praise, insults, hate mails. I'm getting some of that. Unrelated to the podcast. Apparently all you guys like the podcast, so that's good. But anyway, I'll see you guys all next time. Have a great weekend.